And welcome back to the studio, Peter Jackson from the St Mark's Players, and he's brought along with him their director, Christine Knox. Good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
How are you both?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah. It's not too cold out there, I hope, but it was a little bit frosty this morning when I got up.
Oh yes, had to scrape the car.
Oh, it's that time of year now, I suppose. That is, it's lovely to have you both in the studio, and we're going to hear about your performance in just a moment. But firstly, I know we have spoken before, Peter, but can you give a little bit of background info, a bit of history on St Mark's Players, please?
Well, they're an amateur dramatic company, formed originally under the auspices of St Mark's Church in Reigate, and performing plays of a sort of religious nature, I suppose. But over the years that changed, and now we're virtually unconnected with the church, except that's the place where we perform, in the church hall.
You're very lucky to use that hall, aren't you?
We are indeed, yes. It's a good stage, and it's got a good atmosphere.
So, I understand you're doing Treasure Island in a couple of weeks' time. Why this particular performance?
Well, we had a play reading in June, and I went to the Performing Arts Library, which is sited at Denby's in Dorking, a wonderful resource, and I was looking at the plays that we might choose for that, and this one jumped out at me, and I looked at it, and the cast was right, it was a beautifully sort of silly production, which I do like silly productions, and so I decided, I got them to read it at the play reading, and they all loved it, so that was it, that was the choice.
So I imagine a lot of people do know what the story of Treasure Island is, but just in case they're unfamiliar with it, can you just give a little rundown without giving too much away?
Oh, gosh. You have Jim Hawkins and his mother who run the Admiral Bembo Inn, and the pirate Billy Bones is there, and they discover that he has a treasure map and that Long John Silver is after the treasure map, and oh, there's pirates and there's fighting and there's travelling to the desert island to dig up the treasure, and wonderful stuff.
Billy Bones, I like that name.
Billy Bones, yes. Oh, the wonderful names. Billy Bones, Blind Pew.
And the dreadful Black Spot.
Oh, the Black Spot. Oh. Yes, the Black Spot.
Which always mystified me as a youngster.
But it is the classic mm-hmm. Treasure Island story. However, it is almost a pantomime, it says underneath it.
Yes, that intrigued me. So what do you mean by that?
Well, it's not quite the classic story. There are Peter keeps calling them corny jokes, and they are, I must admit. There are a lot of groaners in there, and there are female pirates. The majority of them are female pirates.
Oh, okay.
And although we don't really sing, we're singing.
we hope the audience won't be too frightened.
And it's great fun. Great fun.
So, Christine, I understand that you're the director of this. How did you go about putting it together, your cast?
They actually put themselves together.
Oh, okay. Because we That's had, helpful.
It was wonderful. Because we'd had this play reading, they were really all very up for it, weren't they?
Oh, well.
And in fact, a couple of old friends who hadn't acted with us for some time crept out the woodwork, and it was lovely, and a few new faces as well. So I was very pleased. It was super. Yeah.
And how have rehearsals been going?
Rehearsals are great fun. However, it's very difficult. These are all busy people. Mm-hmm. You know, this is their hobby, and it's quite good when you get the entire cast all together at the same time, which has rarely happened. I'm just hoping they'll all be there for the week of the play. Really.
I'm sure.
it could be a bit difficult otherwise.
So is there anything in particular about this you're looking forward to?
Looking forward to getting an audience in, because until you get the audience in, you really don't know how they're going to react to mm-hmm. things. And they sometimes find things that are funny that you don't. that you haven't realised are funny, and then again, things that you have thought hilarious in rehearsal, they just let go by.
There's also a musical element, which I think should go down well.
Oh yes, we're encouraged to join in with the singing.
Oh,
so
good.
So that should be good.
Bit of a sing along. I like that.
Yes. Oh yes.
And why not? So tickets for this performance. I understand it includes a fish and chip supper.
Yes.
Yum.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's always wonderful after the second half as the curtain goes up. The smell of vinegar and fish and chips wafts onto the stage.
Yes,
as if you're in your acting, you can suddenly, this smell arrives on the stage.
I guess while everyone else is sitting out there chomping away, must make you quite hungry.
Well, the cast do partake of the fish and chips quietly somewhere else. Yeah,
that's good. I'm glad they get something as well, because it would be a very hungry night otherwise.
Yeah, it would.
So, we spoke before, Peter. We were saying you were maybe looking to recruit new members. Is that still the case? And if so, what opportunities are available?
Well, there are opportunities both for acting and backstage. In both departments, we have got gaps which we would like to fill. And both offer the opportunity to participate in something which gives people a real sense of achievement,
mm-hmm.
and sort of working together as a team to produce something worthwhile.
And have some fun as well.
Exactly, yes.
So if someone is interested, how can they get in contact with you?
The best way probably is through the website.
Right.
www.stmarksplayers.co.uk. There's a contact form in there that they just fill in and send off, and we'll respond promptly.
And I guess that's the same. Is that the same with the tickets for the performance as well?
There's again on the website, that's the way of doing it, I think. The ticket's price is £16, which includes the fish and chips, and people bring their own drink and so on, which again saves them a bit of money.
Okay, and can you just remind us, please, when and where?
It's on 23rd and 24th November, St Mark's Church Hall, Alma Road, Reigate, RH20DA. Starting off at 8 o'clock, the doors open at 7:30. Get there in good time, get a good seat.
Peter and Christine, thank you very much for popping into the Susie studio, and I wish you all the best for the performance, and my partner and I ourselves hope to pop along on Thursday evening, so we're looking forward to that.
Great.
Thank you very much indeed, Tess. Thank you, Tess.
Peter Jackson and Christine Knox, director of St Mark's Players, and their performance of Treasure Island is happening at, as they said, the Church Hall in Alma Road, Reigate, and that's on Thursday the 23rd, Friday the 24th of November, and tickets are £16, and that includes a fish and chips supper. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm Tess Lucy, this is Susie Radio.